are we used to being called a tax haven now at this stage?
Well, I suppose it just shows you that the Irish government and their policies are damaging Ireland's reputation internationally. And regardless of whether they say we are a tax haven or not a tax haven, the perception across the world is that Ireland is very much a tax haven. And this is another report which adds weight to that position. And what we're hearing, obviously, that... You know, the government's response is that this is far too simplistic, rather than actually dealing with the issue, which is we have a reputation as a tax haven. There are measures that could be taken which completely respect a member state's right to decide what their tax corporation tax should be, but that we're hearing that the Irish government are actually even blocking those measures at a European Council level. So last July, the Parliament voted for mandatory country by country reporting, and this is about accountancy really for multinational corporations. We have it for banks, the largest banks in Europe already. It would be that they would report their profits, what they took in different countries, so that you have transparency. And what we're hearing is that Ireland is one of the countries that's blocking that at a European Council level. So look, as I said, it adds weight to it. You can argue about the definitions of what a tax haven is or isn't. The point is that Ireland is viewed as a tax haven.
And I understand one of the issues that will come up for the leaders' summit is the whole business of EMU and appointing a finance minister as well. I take it that would raise issues for Ireland and how we control our tax as well.
Well, obviously there is pressure in Ireland, in Europe, for Ireland to move to a corporation, a kind of a harmonising of the corporation tax, which Sinn Féin's position is that should be for a member state to decide. That when you elect your government, you elect them to decide taxation policy and whether they want to, I suppose, raise tax revenue and then invest in public infrastructure. But what we are seeing from the current Irish government is a resistance to, one, even bring in that corporation tax level that we have, but also just around the transparency. And any measures around transparency, such as the mandatory reporting, plus the idea that no EU country can be labelled a tax haven under EU rules. So while you have the government supporting those sort of measures, they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth, and they're saying we're not a tax haven, but yet we don't want to show you the books, and yet we don't want to have Ireland listed or any EU country listed on this blacklist. So what we'd be saying is absolutely defend our right to set our tax policies, but that we should be transparent about how that tax policy is implemented.